Vidoliak led reporters to a West Side garbage dump today in the middle of a sidewalk. Adrian Schwartz runs a salvage yard nearby and says she's been trying to get the mess cleaned up for months.
There's no excuse for this. I mean, it's breeding rats, garbage. It's difficult to drive down the street. It's very unappetizing.
Vidoliak says this is not an isolated problem. As proof, he offered a stack of snapshots showing potholes, missing manholes, and more garbage around the city.
You can go down the streets of residential communities in the city, in any part of the city. Business is not being taken care of. This is the very fundamental reason for government. Initially, it's to take care of the day-to-day hygiene of the city, and it's not being done.
Streets and Sanitation Commissioner Lester Dickinson insists that overall the city is clean, but he had a bit of trouble answering the question, how clean is it?
I may not be as clean as all of us might like it, but the city is clean. The city has never been 100% clean. It's livable.
An assistant to Mayor Washington, Benjamin Reyes, claims Vidoliak's charge is politically motivated.
The only time that the aldermen want to get involved in city services, in terms of delivery city services, is whenever we have to deal with contracts or patronage workers.
Reyes suggests Vidoliak is striking out today because 10 streets and sand workers were suspended yesterday, 6 in Vidoliak's ward. They're charged with picking up garbage for commercial establishments, which are supposed to hire a private garbage service.